Back now with Day to Day. 1 year from today, the 2008 Olympic Games open in Beijing. The ceremonies begin at 8:08 p.m. August 8th, 2008. Do you sense a theme there? Eight is a lucky number in China. Peter Ford is Beijing Bureau Chief for the Christian Science Monitor. Well, I understand that China has been working around the clock to prepare for this, for these games. How's it going?
Well, it has indeed. I mean, China works around the clock for everything, but the Olympic Games are obsessing everybody, all the administrators in Beijing. It's all they think about. And you can certainly see that the Olympic symbol is everywhere. The little five Olympic welcoming dolls are everywhere. And construction is everywhere.
Now, I have heard that someone actually asked them to slow down their preparation so as not to embarrass the Greeks, who were last time around actually bolting seats in place as the games were going on in Athens. Is that true?
Well, yes. I think the IOC told the Chinese 4 years ago or so, that, 3 years ago, that they didn't need to get things done quite so far in advance. They still have almost done everything.
And I understand you covered the games in Greece. Can you compare the two?
There's no doubt that they will be readier on time, and more people in the city of Beijing will be geared up for the games than in Athens, where, frankly, a great many residents left town because they were so afraid of what traffic was going to be like. That won't be the case in Beijing.
You mentioned traffic. Let's talk about air pollution. That's a big problem, obviously, for Beijing. What are they doing about it?
There will certainly be far fewer cars on the road, which will make traffic itself easier. Whether it'll do a great deal about pollution is less clear. And there, frankly, we will be at the mercy of the elements. If there's not much wind, there will be bad pollution. And if there's a good wind, we will get clear days. We probably won't get so much rain, at least over the venues themselves, because they will be seeding the clouds. The military there have quite a sophisticated method of seeding the clouds with silver iodide and making the rain fall before the clouds get over the venues that are being protected.
So they are so well prepared, they're actually going to control the weather.
Well, they're going to try, and actually, and they're quite good at it. And I think they're pretty confident. I mean, I think they say they're about 80% confident that within 2 kilometer radius of the center of the Bird's Nest Stadium, they can be pretty certain it won't be raining. That means, of course, that everybody outside, just on the edge of the periphery of those 2 kilometers, is going to get an awful lot of rain. But people aren't going to be watching them on television.
And I understand the Chinese are being told to, because the whole world is watching them, to mind their manners, right?
They are. In fact, the 11th of every month is a special Mind Your Manners Day. And local officials are there on the streets and down in the metro stations, trying to encourage Beijing citizens to behave in a more civil fashion. Up on the streets, they're trying to encourage people to spit less. Spitting and hawking and spitting is quite a common sight in Beijing. And frankly, I haven't seen any results of the efforts that the government has made so far. People still spit just as freely in the street as they ever did. Down in the metros, they've got people trying to encourage metro travelers to line up properly in queues rather than just barging to the front of the crowd to get their tickets. That too looks like a losing battle. So if you are planning to come to Beijing, sharpen your elbows.
All right. Peter Ford in Beijing for the Christian Science Monitor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And they're so well prepared, they've even come up with a theme song already a year before the Olympics begins. It's titled We Are Ready.
We are ready. We are ready.